Welcome to the Inner Fight Endurance Podcast, episode number 194. Hello, Tom.
Hello, we don't sound very pro this week, do we?
You're recording from a car somewhere in Europe, and I am in the side of the gym because it's the only place I could find that was quiet enough to record a show, and I'm on AirPods, not a microphone. I apologize.
Luckily, we're not the main portion of today's show, so
no,
we're just here quickly 5 minutes, and then we'll bugger off.
We're doing just an intro. What? Well, tell us first of all, where are you? What are you up to? What are you doing?
I am in the beautiful country of Belgium. We're here just seeing Boz's family before we head over to the Dolomites, or Dolomites, as everyone here calls it, for Xterra World Champs.
Amazing. What's it like over there? I've been following your Instagram stories. When you're on holiday, you actually post a lot more than when you're here.
True. I'm doing interesting things. Yeah, it's good. I have the app Komoot. It's such a good app. You just go on, discover routes near you. And then I've done 3 days, or the last 3 days, just been riding, following the first day ride, I just rode following actual road signs, these tiny little signs that routed out a mountain bike trail. But the last 2 days I've been using Garmin, but from the Komoot apps. And it's so good because I've seen like whole parts of the area that we're in that I'd never normally see if we were just here sort of visiting without a mountain bike or even with a road bike. I've seen the back of everyone's garden rather than the front of everyone's house.
How does that work then? Do people upload their own routes and then you're following routes that they've uploaded? A bit like Wikipedia, not Wikipedia, a bit like Wikilocs.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely user-based app. So if you give to it, you get back from it, that kind of thing. I think you can just go on and steal routes, but it's probably a nice thing if you go on and upload your own route as well and give, you know, you can say, oh, at kilometer 16, I took a wrong turn, so ignore that bit, you know, things like that.
Nice.
But here there's a lot of mountain bike trails, but you've got to know how to get to them. So that's what these maps are so useful for, because I end up doing like 60, 70K of riding and like 50% of it is through forests and mountain bike trails. Whereas if I didn't have that, you'd get to the trail, you'd probably do like 3 or 4 kilometers loops, but then you wouldn't have anything else to like fill the time in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Nice. So just, and it saves all the stop, start, stop, start, I guess. Very
good.
Big
time, yeah. Just turn on the Garmin and follow away.
Okay. What else do we have? The sea swim. The sea swim is returning.
It's been a while since we've said that, hasn't it?
It is. It's. I was in the sea on Thursday, actually. I didn't go for much of a swim, more of a splash, but it felt noticeably cooler. Oh. Ready to go.
Yeah. Roy Nasser Triathlon is on the 7th of October.
Yes.
So we have a few people doing it, and with the return of triathlon racing in Dubai or the UAE, then so does sea swim returning. And yes, it is going to be hot, and no, we are not going to go straight into a berge swim, but we're going to get in the water, get some salt in our eyes, let it sting a little bit, sting your cuts, because it is so salty in Dubai, you have to get used to it. And then we'll do some race starts, so some practice race starts, and then some turn buoys as well, 45 minutes maximum. And then at least people aren't completely shocked when they get in for their first race of the year.
Yeah, and that's kicking off Friday the 22nd?
Yes. No. Following week.
Following week, Friday the 29th.
Correct.
Excellent. Good. And you just alluded there, Roy Nasser. Roy Nasser is a local triathlon. It fills up every single year. Fills up every single year.
Yeah.
And you said, you've not actually done it, have you?
I've been to every...
Oh, I think he
since
stopped.
I've been to support clients.
Yes.
But this year it's in a new location. It's on Deira Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for Roy Nasser, who, Marcus was very good friends with. He was a massive part of getting the triathlon scene in Dubai up and running, so we do all we can to support him and Try Dubai as well. So first one of the season, it kicks us off, so get there if you can.
That's it. 7th of October. There are options for the super sprint, the sprint, and the Olympic distance on, as Tom said there, Deira Island. We actually have a discount code for Inner Fight members. So if you want that code, you need to drop us an email, endurance@innerfight.com, and we will share that with you. There we go. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Right, shall we talk about today's show? Let's talk about today's show. We are not actually, if you like, the main portion of today's show. We have sold it out. We have given it away to Zoe and Steph, two of our female coaches. I've actually listened to the show. It's a good one. And Zoe has recently had a baby. Yes. And is launching with Inner Fight Endurance New Zealand, a mum's running club. So her and Steph talk about that, talk about how it's set up, who's it for, what's it for, and how, when you return to running from having a baby, what it should look like and how you should approach it. There's a lot of really good information in this for men as well as women. There's lots in there that I did not know. So it's worth a listen.
That's true. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, it's a great point. And it's definitely coming from two coaches who know more about it than we do.
Yeah, definitely. So men, do not tune out. Keep listening, because you might eventually be the husband to your wife who will have a baby, and they might like running and they might want to return to running. And so this is very useful for you. Right. Your internet's dodgy as hell. I'm in the corner of the gym. Let's stop waffling and let's get into today's show.
Hey, now we're recording.
How good. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
So, Zoe, welcome to the Inner Fight Endurance podcast. It's quite strange that I am welcoming you to a podcast that is not actually mine. It is Rob and Tom's. They have given us the reins this week to have a natter about all things females running and your new launch of a product that you will be bringing to New Zealand. So welcome.
Ooh, yeah, the girls.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm good. Bit sleep deprived. Mum life is great for that. So, but we're here and we're here to chat about ladies and about mums. So let's crack into it.
Yeah, we were just having a chat before we came on air that it's quite funny that I think me and you talk every week, sometimes multiple times a week, and we've never actually met each other. So we definitely feel like we know each other. But you lived in Dubai when I lived in New Zealand, and now you live in New Zealand when I live in Dubai, and we're both doing basically the same job.
Yeah. How good. We've just kind of like swapped lives a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you want my child? Okay.
When did you actually go back to New Zealand?
I think you're bang on. I think we literally like probably like waved at each other in the air. We left Dubai December 2019.
Oh, so we actually were both in Dubai at the same time. I got in September 2019. In like the summer of 2020, right after COVID fund.
Yeah, we literally just, we're like, we'll just swap.
I didn't know InnerFight when I first got here, so that's why I didn't meet you.
Yeah.
But how
I didn't know InnerFight when I first got over there either. And Jonesy, actually, Heidi and Rob Jones introduced me to InnerFight. Yeah.
Yeah. You were a client with Tom for a while. Yeah. And then you moved back to New Zealand.
Yep.
Set up
So I am a teacher by trade. So I was teaching over in Dubai and then, jumped on with Tom. I think it was 2017. I could be wrong. No. Maybe it was 2018, but anyway, was with Tom for a few years and stayed with Tom as I came back to New Zealand because he's training me for Coast to Coast, which is a multi-sport endurance race here. Was here 2020, and then in 2021, I was kind of just like, why are people not trail running in New Zealand? You know, like there were a lot of people trail running, but not kind of like everyone. And so I started to just create these trail running groups where I'd be like, right, I'm going trail running. This is where I'm going. If you want to join me, come on. Yeah. And that's kind of like how I started kind of doing that sort of thing. And from there, people were like, hey, can you coach me for this? Or hey, can I have advice for this event and things like that? And I was like, oh, I actually kind of like doing this. And so then I reached out back to the Inner Fight guys and I was like, do you have any tips on, you know, what I can study to get qualifications, et cetera? And they were like, yeah. And also, do you want to come on board?
That's so cool.
That's Inner Fight New Zealand. That's how we made it. And it was all chats and planning last year and then started it January this year.
Yeah. And how is it going?
Yeah, really good. It's it had a bit of a lull in winter, just kind of everyone. Yeah. Maybe finishing their goals like May, June is kind of like the end of our like race season. And then nothing really ramps up again until now. So yeah, people are kind of coming on board now for like real big events. Like we've got the Wild, which is a massive mountain event, festival running event in December, and then Tarawera Ultra, which is a UTMB as well. In February, so lots of people coming on board for those ones there, which is cool. Big goals, and people keen to kind of have that structure, which is good.
Yes, especially because your summer as well, right?
Yeah. Right about now is where we're like, cool, we can see like blue sky, like people are getting excited.
You actually get the sunrise on your morning runs now.
yeah, exactly. There's a lot of darkness for about like three or four months. We were into the darkness for more than just one day and night. it's just definitely the downfall of like being in like a four season country. rather than a two season country. I definitely miss like the all, you know, 360 days of sun in Dubai.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal here.
yeah. And how about you? So how did you jump in with them?
With Inner Fight?
Yeah.
So mine was off the back of COVID, and I had been working in media for about 9 years. And then with lockdown and everything, the agency I was working for no longer wanted to employ me. So they actually let go of like loads of people because obviously the company started to suffer from lack of business because everything was shutting down with lockdown and no one really knew what was happening. So I used my lockdown time to re-qualify as a running coach, and that was purely just for something to do. Like I just wanted to learn about running. I already ran. I was already super passionate about it. And so, yeah, I just wanted to learn more. And then by the end of that, I think I probably did that for about 6 or 7 weeks. And then by the end, I was like, I could probably teach some people this. Like, it's pretty cool knowledge.
It is.
So I just started thinking, like, how could I set up a run club or what could I do? And then I reached out to Inner Fight because I actually saw, I think we identified it was a fake job ad at the time. And they were like, we didn't even know that was there. So I actually just emailed, I think, Marcus directly and said, oh, I've just qualified. Can we go for a run and a coffee and like chat if you have any opportunities? And I actually didn't know who he was at the time. He was just the owner that was listed on the website. So we went for a run, and then I did some like work experience with them. And then about 2 or 3 months into that, I set up Ladies Run Club. So
Good.
Snowballed from passion, I suppose.
Yeah. And that's like, I think that's where the best coaches probably come from, is that, you know, they're passionate about it. So we're happy to give it our all any time of the day, which is a blessing and curse.
I think that comes across to clients, right? Like people realize if you're there just to like, because you love it and that you're willing to help them and listen to them and everything like that. So yeah, that probably rolls into the launch of what you have coming up, which is Mum's Run Club.
Woo!
Right, yeah, Mum's
pretty,
Run.
Pretty exciting. I was actually, I've kind of been organising these mum's nature walks in the last few months, just to like get mums out there talking with each other, walking out in nature in the fresh air, which we definitely need most days to get out of the house with a child. is very nice, and it's also an achievement in itself. But and then we go for coffee after, and I kind of just said, hey, I'm launching this Mum's Run Club, and the excitement from some of them, they're like, yes, this is so good, this is what I need. Yeah, so the excitement's real, and yeah, the people that I have kind of been following me along being like, so are you doing it are ready to like jump in. So
they're ready. So yeah. What does it actually look like in terms of a week for them? If you have someone coming on board, what would it look like for a new member?
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be 3 sessions, and 2 of them will be coached, and the 3rd session will be for them to do on their own time, because we all know that like things kind of happen, and mums kind of need that flexibility for that as well. So there's going to be a strength based session purely for getting back into strength and like conditioning work that will lead you into running. So it's running specific strength work, and then a running session as well. So strength will be on a Tuesday, and the coached run session will be on a Wednesday, and it will be tiered for different levels of mums and how they're getting back into movement. So like the biggest thing for people joining is that they need to make sure that they are like ready for that movement. And if they're, you know, like 0 to 3 months postpartum, they're definitely not ready for that. And they need to make sure that they're doing a lot more like prehab and rehab post delivery before they kind of like jump on board with me. So there's going to be, you know, kind of a bit of a vetting system there where I make sure that they've gone to a pelvic floor physio and they've kind of done all the, yeah, the base of that work before they jump on with me. And then, yeah, the runs will be tiered so that people, if they're just up to walking, they can do like walk run and then kind of like ease into it from there. Yeah, so it's gonna work for everyone at most stages postpartum, apart from that real early stage where they definitely shouldn't be running yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, most people will probably identify that themselves, but like you say, it's a vetting process as well, just to make sure that you're keeping everyone safe as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there's some awesome, we have some amazing pelvic floor physios here. We're based in Tauranga. So Emily at Project Mum is amazing. And she kind of like will definitely make sure that that's a happening thing. And there's awesome pelvic floor physio out at Bespoke, a different physiotherapist spot here as well. So they'll definitely be able to help those mums if they need to get checked before they jump on board with us.
Yeah, and it's obviously an experience that you've been through, so you're able to guide people through it as well.
Before
we talk about your experience, just where are the runs going to be on, where is your Wednesday run, so you can let people know where it'll be?
Yeah, so our Tuesdays and our Wednesdays ones are going to be just in a park. Sorry, something's just jumped up. The first one is the strength, and we're going to do that at Mount Jury, which is, you've been at the mount, you kind of know where that is. It's just a good spot. Yeah. It's so nice, and it's a good spot to do something like that, and it's going to be during the day at 10:30 to 11:30. And then the running one is going to move around a bit so that we can kind of cater to people over in the Tauranga area and also over in the Mount area. So we're going to use a few different spots like Martel Waterfront, Daisy Hardwick, Mount Waterfront, and actually at Mount Maunganui now they've just created this whole new walk path all the way. It's pretty much going all the way to Umanu. So yeah, so we can use that too. So I was just going to say, and it's mums, like it's bubs friendly, so you can bring your
that
bubs.
That was actually my question. I was going to say, can people bring their babies? Like, how does it work?
They can. I mean, toddlers, it could be a bit hard for toddlers, depending on like how happy they are to sit in a pram for that long. For the run, it's going to have to be babies that are able to be run in a pram, so they have to be at least over 6 months with good neck control for the buggy to be running and them to be safe. But they can also leave it with me, their buggies with me, while they go off and do their run. So we'll work around all the barriers. If there's a baby that isn't ready for that, then I'll look after them and they can go off and just turn around and come
back. So cool.
Yeah, we'll work around the barriers, because that's like the biggest thing for mums, right? Is that there's so many like, but my child has to come with me. I don't have a support person or, you know, X, Y, Z. So mums can come by themselves. Yeah, exactly. They might they might join up in October with a 6 month old that they have 24/7 or like every day. But then, you know, by January that their kid might be in daycare for 2 days and one of those days might be a Tuesday so they can come by themselves. Yeah.
Well, so. Yeah, all of a sudden, like, I think one of the barriers I face with some of my clients is that they think they have childcare and then all of a sudden that morning it's gone. Like, exactly. Someone's actually somewhere and it's like, oh, I've got the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty cool, super flexible. Like, you obviously have a lot of understanding from your experience. Yes.
Yeah, and in some ways, for me myself, in some ways, it's really, really nice for me to leave my child at home and go and do exercise. Like, that is just mind-blowing. It's so nice. And it's just, you just feel free and you feel like you can enjoy your movement more. So, you know, I want to be able to create that opportunity as well. But a lot of the times we do have our children with us, and taking them with us to move our bodies outside is also amazing. Yeah. So if we can provide that service, then I think we'll create quite a cool mum community with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
And the babes will just be friends.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
So how has your return to run been? Because I've seen you've recently started running a little bit more as well.
Yeah. It's been good. Like, the main thing that I focused on at the start was strength. So I didn't turn to running for a long time. And when I was coaching, I had Ezra with me as well most of the time when I was coaching. So I was just standing on the side or going for a walk while I sent everyone off for a run. So at the start, I probably didn't do as much kind of prehab, get back into movement as early as I could have. I went to the pelvic floor physio here in New Zealand. You kind of got like the 6 week mark. And they kind of go, okay, you've kind of still got a bit of this symptom. You still have a little bit of that. Let's work on this. And they kind of give you some physio, you know, movements to work on and breathing. So diaphragmatic breathing, which is like 365 breathing, or 360 breathing. To do to help you kind of like bring your core system back together. So you do a lot of that first, and I could have done that earlier. And I think I didn't, because I had I'm saying at the moment is postpartum athleticism. And they call it the fearful brain. So I was kind of like too scared to start anything because I didn't want to start, because everything out there is like, don't start early, don't do this early, because you're not ready for it. So I kind of was a little bit fearful before starting. And the physio was like, you could have done stuff earlier in terms of your prehab and stuff. So anyway, at 6 weeks, I started doing more of that kind of stuff and that real soft movement, kind of engaging the core again. And you have to work, it's like an injury, right? You have to work on that mindset and getting that part of your body like working confidently again. And it's a lot of that mind and body connection, and that's something that's, you know, you've been mind and body connected your whole pregnancy and you've gone through this massive ordeal of labor, and you know, that can be a lot. It's a lot for anyone. There's obviously a whole plethora of things that happen for different people, but to then come back into your body without having something growing in it is weird as well. Like, it's just, you feel disconnected and you're trying to connect back into it. So that's quite, the mind side of it is a big thing too. And then, you kind of I started doing strength work at the gym probably about 7 or 8 weeks postpartum. So 2 month mark. And I went to a HIIT gym, and it's a gym that I was going to before I got pregnant, and I love it because it helps me stay motivated. But there was a lot of movements that I couldn't do, lots of jumping, lots of impact. And it was fine because I just did alternative movements, and the instructors there are amazing. And I also kind of knew what I could do for my own body. I knew my limitations. So I just went with my gut there. Yeah. And I did a lot of strength for about 6 weeks until I started doing a really, really, really small walk runs about, that must have been about just past 3 months postpartum, where I started to introduce once a week walk run, and then I added a second walk run in the week, and just slowly progressive overload from there.
It's well, I know we spoke before that it is like pregnancy is obviously very different to an injury, but it's a similar kind of mindset in the sense of when you're coming back, like you're a little bit nervous, a little bit scared because you don't want to reinvent yourself, and also it sometimes can feel super frustrating to be like be able to run 20k and now I'm on a minute on off for 10 minutes and
it is so frustrating.
Yeah, it's so hard to just disconnect and be like, no, this is where I'm at, and it doesn't matter where I was a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever.
And I think like you'll agree, having just had an injury recently, that like the most frustrating part is that you know in your mind you can run fast or run far, but like your body is like no, and you need to, your mind needs to be understand like, okay, no, but the body's saying no, I need to say no in my mind as well.
And also understanding that it's like any training clock, it's not linear. So just coming back with like 1 minute on, 1 minute off, and then you would assume your next run is okay, cool, 2 minutes on, 1 minute off, but it's not, because you get to the run and for whatever reason it doesn't feel so great, and feel like you've gone back 10 steps, but actually if you zoom out and think about the bigger picture, it's like, okay, did I sleep well last night, did I eat well yesterday, and all these things that you normally think of in a training block when you're returning, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm back to square one.
And you don't see progress, like you don't see it for a long time. So you need to like have faith that the slow, small steps that you're taking are going to get you to where you want to be one day. But that one day might be like this time next year, and you just have to be okay with it.
And that's where like Mum's Run Club is going to be so good, because so many people are in that same boat, all coming back into a sport, or even potentially brand new to running. People that have never run before, you want this community of other mums. And that's what I see in Ladies Run Club as well, is that like some people are like complete beginners, and it is just showing up every day, and it's not every day you're going to feel great, and that's how it is, and that's almost life. And then but in 3 months time with consistency, you're going to have come so much further than where you were before you started.
And so, that's a hard thing too. Like, people understand that consistency is key, like that's what we drive home again and again and again with all of our clients, and a lot of what we like share on social media and stuff with our clients and with our wider community. But it's all well and good saying consistency is key, but when life hits you, there's all sorts of things that happen for anyone. They don't have to be a mum or a lady. They can be anyone. And things are going to come up for them, and they're going to get annoyed and feel that slump, and like you need to try and find that joy again. And it's just life, and we have to like learn to kind of have some resilience around that too, and know that this week might be shit, but the next week might be better.
And you like with life, you literally never know what's coming up, right? You don't know what life stress you're going to get. And I mean, I see all the time, like their work stress is high, or their life stress is high, or their moving house or something, and then they're like, I couldn't hit these paces at track, and I'm like, well, no, of course, because you've gone in and your cortisol's already here, and you just added more stress onto it. But I think a lot of people just like almost see them very individually, like life stress, fine, okay, you go and run hard, it's like, okay, cool. Like that might blow off some steam, but you can't expect to be able to keep doing that. You need to look at the bigger picture, and I think that's coaching is super cool, and community as well, because you also see like other members, like if you're a community member, you see other members going through like ebbs and flows as well, and you realize it's not just you, that actually you can all support each other.
And that's where a community definitely helps, having that in real time, because what people see on social media or through Strava is just so unrealistic. It's damning.
Yeah,
I think most females can probably say the same too.
Yeah, And yeah, I mean, it's the same with Instagram, right? Like the unrealistic expectation. And it's like, you see some people, like they've come back from having a baby and they're back in their size whatever jeans and running whatever. And it's not it's either realistic or safe. And
no. Yeah, and it's not fear that people kind of just think, oh, they've bounced back so quickly.
Yeah.
They're not seeing the whole person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they might be running, but are they running safely? Are they, you know, like, is their pelvic floor or their core system working together? Like, it very well could not be. So,
yeah. And you also don't know about the damage further down the line, right? Like, you want to have the all clear to be able to run and do it safely and not just destroy yourself. And that's the same with injury, I suppose, as well, right? Yeah. Like, people are often super quick to come back and then they'll realize that they've something else in the meantime. So you've had a like a stress fracture or a reaction or something, and then you come back too soon and all of a sudden something else pings because your body's not actually
not ready. And that's where you have kind of shared that all of our Ladies Run Club goes on RPE.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's for most of those reasons?
Yeah, I think understanding that every day you're going to feel slightly different. So there's no point me giving you a pace and then you turning up and being like, but I've had this happen at work and I just want to come and run easy. It's like, okay, cool, run easy. Like, if that feels good for you, come and run easy. Like, all of our sessions, I always say, if you don't want to do the actual session, you can just come and if 30 minutes is easy, is all you need. Or like, I mean, I've had people come and just do the warm up and then chat to me for an hour while everyone's running. And it's like, cool, that's what that person needs. That's fine. Yeah. But yeah, I put it all on RPE, and it also, I think, makes it a bit more approachable. So with things like Track Tuesday or our tempo sessions with the wider community, a lot of those clients are coached one-to-one and they might be training for a race or a specific goal and things like that. So pace definitely is a factor there. But I think if you are just looking to to have community, to stay fit and active, you might be training for your mental health or something like that, you don't need someone standing there yelling at you a pace. And it's intimidating. You don't need to know what pace someone else is running, because what feels like a 7 out of 10 for me may not feel like a 7 out of 10 for you. So and then you realize people find each other anyway. They realize when they're coming to sessions, they look for their buddy and they're like, oh, I normally run with you, or I know this person is normally in front of me, so I'm gonna keep X distance away from me.
Do you find that if they're, say, running with that one person all the time, do they then themselves challenge themselves in a different way if they like see someone ahead of them and they're like, oh, I might try run with that person this time? Maybe they'll push me more. Like, does that happen quite organically?
I think it does happen organically. I think most human beings run like harder when you're with someone else, just like that, almost like a competitive element. I don't think my ladies are actually competitive with each other. They're very supportive of each other, but naturally if someone speeds up and you're holding pace, you'd speed up too, so they do kind of do that, which is super cool. There's no ego. I think ego a little bit more at Track Tuesday probably.
It's a lot more male heavy there though, isn't it?
It is. I'm gradually bringing more females to track, but it's still male heavy. It's slightly different there, but I think people do push themselves when you're running in a group a little bit more, and I think people realize they're capable of so much more than they thought. A lot of people wouldn't go and run intervals on their own because it's really hard, like, and it's way easier to go, oh, I've done 6, I was planning on 8, I can't bother doing it. Whereas when you do have everyone else running 8, you're like, well, I can do it if she's done it.
And even like I've had a couple of ladies come in the last few weeks that have come and are new to track, and they're just like, I didn't know I can run that fast.
Yeah,
I'm like, of course you can. We're doing intervals, like you can push yourself more, and you need to like push past that kind of perceived limitation, because your body can move that fast without you even realizing. So there's a lot of potential that can come.
Yeah, and you can play mental tricks, and you know, like on a track session, for example, or an interval session, that you've got the rest coming up and things like that. Yeah. So it's like your heart rate's going up, but you know in like 10 seconds it's going to come back down once you rest. So
yeah. I like what you said as well about kind of like how it's more supportive rather than competitive with Ladies Run Club. And do you have lots of ladies kind of come to you after and always kind of say, hey, I actually really enjoy this. This is helping me with so many other parts of my life rather than just, you know, running.
Yeah, it's and it's super rewarding when you get like people saying that or people messaging you. I've had some people who have had like really bad bouts of like depression or anxiety and things like that. Some of them I didn't even know at the time that that's what they were going through. They messaged me about 6 months out and were like, just so you know, like Ladies Run Club, I turned up because that was the one thing, my 1 hour of pure enjoyment. And I think it's something we really take for granted sometimes. Like we always say as coaches, we want to make it the best hour of your day. And with energy and we're there for other people. But it is it's like when you actually, when it hits home sometimes, it's like actually that is 1 hour of their day that they were really, really looking forward to. And if just one or two people show up, like they don't care. You're there. You're there to deliver a session and they can zone out for 60 minutes. And we know with running, like a lot of the time, you don't even know what you've thought about during a run. So like you could run 30, 40 minutes and you just like no headphones, just thinking, but not thinking. And it's like, it's a like meditative state. It definitely helps a lot of people way deeper than either of us probably ever thought when we set up.
It's nice to see people develop and change and grow in other areas of their lives because of or through running and the communities that we have.
It's like as well, some people don't realize how far they could run, and sudden like 6 months in they've run a 10k race and they weren't even close to that when they first joined. And seeing that, like, I know we've spoken before as well, people about like inspiration, but it's like, I find that super inspiring. Like, okay, it is inspiring to have these elite athletes, but I'm like, that's their full-time job to just recover. Like, it's not actually that realistic. Like it is inspirational, but I can't relate to it. Like, I don't just finish my session and recover. And when I see like some of my clients, what they do, and they're juggling like two or three kids, a full-time job, or this or that and everything, and then they smash out like their first marathon. I'm like, that's really impressive. Like,
it is
how people are able to manage it all. So like in terms of things that I find inspiring, I genuinely find that very, very inspiring. I don't know about you.
Oh, me too. Especially since becoming a mum, I'm just like in awe of what mums can do in their day, like what they can fit into their day, and if they can fit in training on top of that, I'm just like, you're a god. Like, I will bow down to you. It's just it's a balancing act, and you know it is, whether you're a parent or not. Life is a balancing act, and it's definitely, I agree, I find the everyday Joe or Jane way more inspiring and way more relatable than someone who's a top tier athlete who you can't relate to, like you said, because that is their job.
And I think like sometimes those people we find inspiring have no clue that they are inspiring, right? I've had some beginners join Ladies Run Club and they've been with us now for like 3-6 months, and at the beginning they couldn't run the warm-up. So, and I was like, it's okay, like you walk it and we'll adjust the session, and we always do adjust it if someone can't do the whole session. And then about 3 months later, we had another new person join who couldn't do the warm up. And I pointed this other lady out and I was like, she couldn't when she came. And she was like, what? And it is just like, and then the lady who can now do the warm up and the session couldn't fathom that she was the inspirational one out of the whole. And so like when you see that penny drop, she like, it was insane. So
And
yeah.
that's what helps build the community, right? Because you're there helping each other, inspiring each other, and you see each other every day. So you're inspired by all the everyday mundane things that each other do. And that's, I think that's pretty special.
Yeah. And it's quite raw. Like, I think running the sport, like, it's not very glamorous. Like, we just finished on the beach track this morning and the humidity was so bad this morning. All sat on that wall for, I'm not even joking, about 15-20 minutes. Looking at our feet, being like, what just happened? And you're just like in the thick of it together. Like, no one's feeling good. Everyone's kind of talking, but everyone's having a bit of a moment about their own life. And then I was just like, I'm going to go. I've got this podcast with Zoe. I'm not going to make it.
Like, you're too busy making a sweet angel on the beach
back into your car. But it's like, you're super vulnerable and super like real in running. Like, you can't hide from it. You are exposed.
Yeah.
And it's just, once you realize that, and everyone, we were running on RPE. So everyone, a 9 out of 10 in that humidity, I'm sorry, everyone was smoked. But you are just like in the thick of it together, and there's something quite nice about that, just knowing it's like safety in numbers.
That's amazing too, and groups are inspiring, I think. So like when we do our group trail runs, they see all sorts of people coming for those trail runs. Some people are run walking, some people are coming just for a walk, and some people are coming to run like, you know, the whole 2 hours at max speed. And it's cool for people to see that they can, you know, come along and be inspired by any one of those people to move their body that day in a different way out in nature and have the fun.
And also understanding that everyone who came on that trail run, for example, has a different objective. So the person who's running for 2 hours max speed, they might have X race in 6 weeks time and they're in the thick of their training block. Whereas who's come for the walk might be like having a terrible life stress at the moment, and they just, or like have just come back from an injury or having a baby or whatever, and it's just like, you can't have that comparison syndrome. It's just like, okay, this is where you're at right now, but you can still be part of this community. You can still come and do something. It is inclusive. It's not we don't have a time trial to get in. And do whatever and it's up to the individual to kind of make the most out of that in terms of leaning into whatever they fancy, really.
Yeah. And some people, I think, just need to bite the bullet and come and give it a go. We give out, you know, like free trials for things, or come along and give it a go. And that's the time for people to come and be like, cool, I'm going to give this a go and see if it's my cup of tea. And 10 times out of 10, people are like, I'm keen. This is great. This is an awesome community. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I've spoken to some people before and I asked them how long they've known about Ladies Run Club or Inner Fight. Literally being like 2 or 3 years. They've been following day one, and they finally pluck up the courage to just send that DM and say, come along. And obviously that is welcome. It's interesting because some people do just take a long time of like following. And you don't necessarily know what hits home to that person. You've obviously posted something, or they've seen someone that they find relatable, and all of a sudden it's time. Everyone suddenly has that realization, and then kind of once you're in, I think it's well, you play the consistency game until you keep improving, right?
Exactly. And I think that's actually like what's going to be good about this Mum's Run Club, is that it is like a bit of a gap in kind of the things that you see out out there at the moment. And so Mum's like, wait, are you going to do it during the day? Because obviously a lot of stuff that the Inner Fight community does over there and here is in the mornings, and they're like, I can't get up at 6 a.m and get to your like track session. Like, that's wild. I have like 4 kids to wrangle. Like, no way can I do that, and no way can my husband manage that, even though women can usually manage that by themselves. I'm sorry, I'm throwing shade, and I shouldn't. Men are great. But what I'm saying is, like, mums feel like they need to stay home and help with that, whether they're doing it themselves because their partner has gone to work early, or whether like it's just like way too much of a big deal or like stress trying to get out of that time.
Early start, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if you have broken sleep, you're not going to want to get up and smash yourself at 6 a.m.
No.
Right. Or putting on a session at 10:30, then perfect.
Yeah.
Kids, they're already in school. If they've got young kids, they can ring them.
And it works like in between the naps. The naps are usually like 9 till 10, and like lunchtime 12 p.m. naps are like that. 10:30 to 11:30 is going to be like bang on.
That's so good. You have like such knowledge on how it works. You're like,
yeah, real-time knowledge.
Yeah, that's really cool. But it's very cool that you've seen like a gap in the market as well, and that you already have like people super interested and waiting to just kick it off.
Yeah.
So when is it starting, by the way? Do you know?
In October.
October.
Yeah. So probably not the first week, it'll be after that, the week after that. So we'll be ready to roll.
Cool. So any last pushes for Mums Run Club? How can they get in touch with you? How can they sign up?
They can email me at zp@innerfight.com. They can find us on Instagram, Innerfight New Zealand, or my own one. They'll see some things coming out in the next few weeks. People can sign up, give me their emails, and then they can get all the information through those different avenues and get ready to have some fun and have an awesome like mums community. It'll be great.
And they can join at any time if they miss the launch day.
Anytime. Join anytime, they can come on, and if they're away or aren't ready yet, obviously they can come when they're ready. They can tell me that they're interested and be like, I'm interested, but my body won't be ready until December. So, it will be a continual thing.
Very cool. Well, it was really good to catch up with you, Zoe. Thank you.
You too.
I look forward to seeing it launch in October.
Woohoo! Thanks, Steph.
See you later.